Welcome to The Traveler's Guide to Life, tips for fulfilling life now until the journey's end. Season 5, Episode 3, Car Ride Conversations. We are embarking on a new project at Hospice that we're very excited about.
We're very excited about the Life Story Project.
Right.
And we're going to actually be in person at the First Presbyterian Church in Canton. And it's going to be, I think, very exciting because everyone gets to come in and work on what their life looks like through art or writing or whatever way that they want to do that. We're going to have a lot of different opportunities to explore.
And this fits in beautifully with what we're talking about the podcast this season, that hospice is about life. It's about living and life as live it fully every day. And what I find, and I know you found in your journeys, is that everybody is just, there's full of stories. When you sit and really talk to people, even just to get little bits and pieces, we're all living extraordinary lives in our ordinary moments of all these stories.
Right.
And what we want to do is to encourage people, whether you're a writer or not, whether you're an artist or you don't feel you can even color with a crayon, that you can find all sorts of different ways. When you say life story, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not going to write my memoir. I'm not going to write my autobiography. Who has time like that?
Right.
So we're trying to help people just grab the little pieces, capture the little stories of your life and work with that.
Stepping stones at you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Which I really like that idea a lot. I thought that was very cool. It is, and stories are so important to who we are, and it's equally important to what are is the legacy that we leave behind.
Right.
And it's the stories that people will remember about us. My son was recently married, and it's been fun talking to his new bride about the funny stories of when he was a kid. And he's got she has two kids who are listening to the stories as well, and they're finding out the new dimensions of their new dad.
Right.
And it's really fun, and it's a lot of laughter. And I think that's building a legacy.
Right. And the way it builds like that through generations, that kids want to know the stories about their parents.
Absolutely.
I remember the stories of my grandparents, and my siblings and I talk about the stories that we had when we were growing up. So it's all these little things. And to capture those memories, to capture the family history, to capture that personal wisdom, it's so important. And when you have it, it's so dear and wonderful. And it's not just after somebody dies. I mean, it's wonderful fuel for conversations at family gatherings, at picnics, upcoming holidays.
Right.
There's lots of ways to do it.
Right. And the stories are important.
Right.
I can't. My aunt recently died, and it was telling stories because my dad has been gone for 42 years, and she was his oldest sister. And again, hearing stories about his childhood connected to her was, oh, there's that connection that I thought I lost 40 years ago, but it's still here.
Right.
And hearing it from cousins and aunts that were there, it's sad that they die, but ooh, I love those stories. They just make you feel, they soothe that pain of losing somebody.
Right. Now you get that full depth and dimension of
a person
when you get those stories.
Yeah.
So some of the things that we're looking at, the Life Story Project, giving people some different ways to do it, there's some very fun ways to come into it. And one way to do it in a group, in a setting, is to set a timer for 2 minutes, and each person tells their life story in 2 minutes. And you can get a lot of information out in 2 minutes.
And which is really fun. Because then you have to pick and choose.
You do with the pick and choose.
Yeah, and I think that that's good because we think, oh, everything's important, but is it? There's some things, there's the fun things. What do you want to remember about your life? Do you want to remember all the sad stuff or the fun stuff? And in 2 minutes, you got to decide.
Right. Yeah? And hand in hand with that is writing your life story in 5 sentences only. And capturing that. And it goes back to what you said earlier about stepping stones, which is a journaling exercise that we've used where you, the first one is, I was born, and then you have 10 or 12 more at the most.
Right.
And you write down where your life changed. Where was the turning point? When did you hit a milestone? And, you know, maybe it was when you went to college, when you met that certain person, maybe when you traveled overseas,
right,
or it was that job, or your children were born. And you, when you put that list down, you're like, huh. And then you start to see where all the pieces kind of fall into place as you look back on your life.
Right. Or, and the road's not taken.
Right.
I think that's all equally important. And I think that it helps you to put your life into perspective.
Right.
And I think, you know, we're in the social media world too, and everyone appears to have these perfect lives, which does not exist.
Nope.
It's all for social media. Mm-hmm. That we all live good and full lives,
right,
based on what we want to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's equally important about this project, is that, you know, you could be all sad and mad about your life, or you could say, you know, I've had some gifts along the way,
right,
that perhaps I have not expressed enough gratitude for.
Right, right. And so it's capturing those memories and saying, look at that, and having the gratitude for that. One of the exercises that I like as we're building the Life Story Project is to look at your life in terms of ah, aha, and ha-ha. And the ah are the moments that give you peace, those memories that you had serenity. The aha were the self-discoveries, like, whoa, look at what happened here. And the ha-ha are the funny.
Funny, yeah.
And just to, you know, maybe have three index cards and have the ah, aha, and the ha-ha. And kind of just start writing, little jotting little things down, and stuff will come out of that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to have on the tables that night when we do this, is conversations.
Right.
And starters. Mm-hmm. To, you know, provoke ideas. But I really like that. and that is life.
You're right.
You know?
Right. And capture that.
Yeah.
One of the ones we were talking about earlier as we were getting ready for this was just making a list. I'm a list person, you're a list person,
yep,
and sometimes that is a good way to start generating if you want your pen to flow more, but just do a list of your 20 favorite things.
Yeah.
You know, are you a person who really loves the sound of a good summer thunderstorm? Do you love the smell of fresh baked bread? Do you like dancing to music as you're, you know, making dinner? What are the favorite things that you want to put down, and making a list like that?
Because I think people think, oh, if I had to do my life story or legacy, that's way too big. And it's like, you don't eat the whole elephant in the room. It's one piece at a time.
Oh.
And I think that it also, when you think about your life, it's not as linear as you think, because you keep moving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that moment, it's having those index cards or a notepad, mm-hmm, strategically placed around your house. And what do I want to work on?
Right.
Oh, I just remembered this. Mm-hmm. Or something sparked that memory. Or I just got off the phone with somebody that, you know, we laughed hysterically about.
Right.
Those are the things. So you want to kind of capture it in that moment of remembering,
mm-hmm,
and move from there.
Right. Right. Well, and a handy thing, and, you know, you talked about people using being online, but taking photos that kind of capture those small daily miracles, the things that you're grateful for in your life, and having a collection of those photos.
Yeah.
You know, is it the view out your backyard on a summer morning?
Right.
Is it when you go cross-country skiing? Is it vacation with your family?
Right.
Those kind of capturing that, and just writing just a quick little vignette to,
absolutely,
go with it, and to have that memory to capture that.
Our finance director is a photographer and a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was over in my neck of the woods, and it was right at dusk, and it's where the light, she said, creates a halo. And we have down the road a big steer with the big horns, and she caught a picture of it. I think it's on North Country Now today, but it was like, oh, that captures a moment in my neighborhood.
Right.
And I drive by that steer every morning going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about those little snippets that it's like, yeah, that's, you know, a photo of my,
right,
daily.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be a page in your life story.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Those horns are gorgeous.
Right.
But it's those little things.
Right.
And I think that we try to, we're not always paying attention. We've always got the phone up to our face to take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you don't? What if you stop and observe?
Mm-hmm.
You get some pretty cool things that kind of imprint into your memory bank to remember.
Right. One of the ideas that you mentioned to me was having a legacy box, a physical box, and start putting in there the memories, the things, the photos, the piece of jewelry that was grandma's, the rock that you found on your vacation as you walked on the beach, those little things, and start putting those kind of things in a box and then writing down why you put them in there and capturing those legacies. So it's just really want to encourage people about your life is precious and wonderful.
Absolutely.
And other people who know and love you will want to know these stories.
Absolutely.
And these stories will disappear unless you just take a little time. And like you said, having index cards around the house is a good way to do it. Sometimes a full journal or a blank screen on your computer is a bit intimidating.
Daunting. Like, oh, I don't know what to do with this.
Daunting.
Yeah.
But doing it on little cards and having it. One of the ideas that I read is writing about a special memory or a person you really admire who changed your life. And on a series of cards, write down a sentence or two about that. And then you can rearrange those cards. And then you'll start to form the paragraph. Then you start to form the story. And it can just be a paragraph. It can be a page. It can be whatever you want.
Right. And that's simple. Mm-hmm. I think that too often we think everything's a daunting task. And again, we're trying to bite off too much at once. And how do we do this? Mm-hmm. That makes a difference. And it is the smaller ways of just capturing that moment of that memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. No? So using boxes, collages is another.
Collages, yeah.
That's a very powerful way to do it.
Photo collages. A lot of people are doing the photo collages. Mm-hmm. I have one up that's 36 years old. None of us look like that anymore. But it's fabulous to look at. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember when we did all that.
Right, the memories that start to flow from that when you look at that.
Exactly.
And then there's food, capturing the recipes, writing down the recipes. What are four recipes that you want to make sure get passed down in the family?
Right. So for my son's wedding, we did we had a lasagna. And Kelsey, my daughter, kept saying, so is this a different recipe for the sauce? This is the best sauce you've ever made. And Phil goes, well, I don't know. It's what I've always, I throw everything in. And he goes, it didn't have salt. And I said, it was really good sauce. And somebody there said, no, I don't like lasagna. You probably got cottage cheese in it. And Phil goes, no, I have ricotta. Oh, well, but I'm going to try some. And the minister actually took half a pan for her. And that's like, that's what we're going to remember about part of that event.
Right.
That.
Right. And so writing down that recipe and putting it with the wedding photos would be a great way to bring the whole story, that event.
I like that.
We have my great-grandma Lucy's sugar cookies were the cookies that I grew up with and that my mom made forever. And great-grandma Lucy was from Kentucky. And so her sugar cookie recipe has been made by all of us for all our children and has been passed on to our children. And this is a recipe that's gone through generations. And it's pretty loosey-goosey, a handful of this, a dash of that.
Yep.
But the cookies, they come out every time, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, having that and not have it just disappear to the sands of time.
Right.
Just say, this is a memory.
Right.
Look at this. It's precious and wonderful. And
we talked about my grandmother's pumpkin chocolate chip cookies and how everyone has the recipe. And it's like they do it faithfully every October and November.
Right.
That's when my grandmother did that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you just really, and everyone has it, the recipe. It's very exciting.
It is.
Because then you also pull in her. You know, you pull in that person who's you got the recipe from, and you can talk about them.
Right.
And again, it's generating more conversation about your memories.
Right. So it's going to be a pretty jam-packed full evening
when
we do this. And I could see maybe we'll do this again.
Yes, absolutely.
But more than anything, we just want to bring people to the table to really impress upon people that we're all made of wonderful stories. And your stories contain wisdom and memories and family history that you want to preserve and pass along, and doing it in little bits here and there.
Yeah.
So we're going to give people lots of ideas.
We'll have
things to get things started. And people will walk out hopefully really enthusiastic about this. So we're going to do this on May 7th. At 6:30 p.m. at the Canton First Presbyterian Church.
Ample parking around the
Village Park. So it's great. And legacy is something and living life fully. There's lots of resources through the website for Hospice of St. Lawrence Valley and through the lending library that anyone can access through
and
the hospice.
Actually, we've just purchased some more legacy books that are really good. Mm-hmm. So those will be in the library probably in the next couple of weeks.
And you can find the hospice website at
www.hospiceslv.org.
We want to thank the Potsdam Public Library for the use of their podcasting studio. I'm Linda Potter.
I'm Mary Jones.
We'll see you on the road.